Panuchod, jeho dvo, jeho kvůň srpo. Amen.
Daddy?
When I was younger, I loved Christmas. I loved everything about Christmas. But these past couple of months, since November 1st to be precise, when radio stations decide to put Christmas music on constantly, when you go into any store, you hear Christmas music all the time. And you turn on the television, and there's constantly commercials and movies about Christmas. It wears you out. And it gets to a point where Christmas songs and Christmas carols are stuck in your head. And no matter what you do, you cannot get them out. Songs like Jingle Bells, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and Santa Baby have been in my head for the past 3 months. And I have not been able to get them out of my head. But if we look at the old Christmas carols, the old Christmas hymns, we will see how they are full of theology, how they are full of teaching us who God is, what God did, and why we should be happy about that. And we read in those how God became man, the Word of God, Christ, took flesh, and how mankind was saved from Satan, saved from hell, and saved from condemnation. Recently, I had a Bible study with our ACYOA group, and we went over the icons of the Nativity and explaining what that was. But one question I forgot to ask them, which I asked you, though, is, and it's a rhetorical question, what was the very first Christmas carol? What was the very first song that was sung for Christmas? And the answer is found in the Gospels. And it's glory to God in the height. And this is sung by the angels on the night of Christ's birth. According to tradition in the Armenian church, at the burial of someone, at the funeral and at the burial of a loved one, when we lower the casket, the coffin, into the ground, Psalm 23 is supposed to be read, which is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then when we cover the coffin with dirt, the hymn, Parki Partsuns, glory to God in the highest, is sung. Now, because time has changed and tradition has changed over time, when we lower the casket, and also if we are covering the casket at the same time, we sing this Christmas carol. We sing this Christmas carol that the angels sung, glory to God in the highest. Now, naturally, the question arises, why would our church fathers say and decide that when we are saying goodbye to a loved one and we are burying a loved one who has suffered, most likely through an illness or a sudden death, why do we sing a Christmas carol when they are going into the ground? What is the idea and the psychology behind that? And the answer, though, because we would say, well, there are better songs, better hymns to sing. Why don't we sing Dead Hovornyan, Lord Have Mercy? That's more melodic and more sad. Why don't we sing that song or some other hymn of the church? The reason is because our church fathers realized that death, at the death and the burial of a loved one, we must be comforted with the truth. And the truth is the following: that Christ was born and revealed in this world so that he would die and then he would be resurrected, which is the same for all of us. We're all born to die. Whether we like it or not, we are going to die. But we also have comfort in knowing the truth that we will also be resurrected from the dead. This is comforting to us. And we are reminded that with this when we hear the hymn of the angels. We also are comforted with the truth that God became man so that he could bring heaven to earth and so that earth could be raised up to heaven. There is no longer a huge divide between these two places, but they have been united together in Christ. And then finally, this hymn is a hymn of hope. It's something we don't hear about often in the world today. We hear more about worry and suffering and pain, and not so much about hope. but it is a testimony of hope in the world. As I said in today we don't hear a lot about hope. Hope is something that we don't really understand anymore. Because for us Americans especially, hope means I am going to trust you once you show me proof. If you show me proof, then I'll trust what you're saying. And then I'll have hope of what's going to happen. I didn't say this in the Armenian, but it just came to my mind. Most of us know Deamadir Oshevyan. Deamadir Oshevyan, who is the dean of the seminary at St. Narses. He told me, he asked me once when he was here for something, and I said, I hope so. He goes, there are two phrases I hate. I hope and I think. He says, you need to know for sure. And this is how we act in today's world. We don't want to hope for anything. We want to make sure it's a reality so that we don't get disappointed. So that there isn't any sadness in our hearts anymore. However, the song, Parki Parsun's Glory to God in the Heights, is a song of hope. It is hoping God's promise in this world. It's hope of a new creation. It's hope of the resurrection and eternal life. This is why we sing this song of hope at the burial of someone. When all hope is gone, we think, there is still hope. When all hope is lost, there is still hope. There's also one more time that we sing this song in the Armenian church. Besides singing it every morning during morning services, every morning in the church calendar we sing this. But there's one more time that we sing this, and it's during the service of Chavadim on Holy Thursday. On Holy Thursday, when we come and we remember the betrayal of Christ, and if you've been, you know, you come to the church and the church is in darkness with only a couple of candles. And every time Christ is betrayed, the candles are extinguished, two by two, until the entire church is plunged into darkness. And it is at that time, when Christ has been completely abandoned by his disciples, when Christ has been handed over to his enemies, and he is about to be crucified, it is then that we sing the song of hope, Parki Parsun's, Glory to God in the Heights. Because there is hope of the resurrection that is happening in 3 days' time. 2,000 years ago, when Israel and the Jews were surrounded by and occupied by the Romans, and humanity was enslaved to sin, enslaved to death, and enslaved to the demons, it was then that the angels came and sang the song of hope to all mankind. If Armenians realized how important and how theologically true and hopeful this song was and is, this song, I think, would be our national anthem. This song would be the thing that we sing every day. Unfortunately for Armenians, we decide to put our hope in other things. We constantly turn and say, this superpower is going to help us. This country is going to help us. This president is going to help us. This organization is going to help us. And even though we've been failed one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times, we still for some reason think that someone else is going to help us. Yes, Artsakh is gone right now, temporarily. Armenia, we don't know about right now. But if we put our hope in Christ, we put our hope in God, I guarantee you, he guarantees you, that everything will work out and he will save us from all the troubles that we will bring upon ourselves. So often we put our hope in things that are fleeting, things that are here today and gone tomorrow. These superpowers are here now, and they're going to be gone one day, whether we like it or not. But the gospel of Christ has remained the same for 2,000 years. God, Christ, is the same, as St. Paul says, yesterday and today and forever. He does not change. And for that reason, the angels came on that night when he was born and sang this song to the shepherds who went and saw the Christ that had been born, the King that had been born, and celebrated. And the gospel says they then went out and told everyone what they had seen. I ask and I pray for all of you that when today, at the end, when we take the blessed water to those who are sick and those who have not been able to come to church and our loved ones, when we take that water to them, we also take this good news of hope to them. That we remind them, yes, you weren't here today, we prayed for you, but there is still hope. No matter what your situation you're in, there is hope, and come. Come see the risen Christ. Come see the Christ who is born. Come and see him. By doing that and inviting them into a relationship and into communion with Christ, they too, like us, will be able to sing the same song that the angels sang. Hagi Bartunas Aspuzo. Glory to God in the heights. Because then we will be men and women of hope, men and women of the life to come, and men and women of Christ Jesus. Amen.